Of course, I understand the concerns of people who live in Derby and people, of course, who work in the Bombardier plant. But we need to be absolutely clear that the majority of the job losses that Bombardier have announced, the company has told us this themselves, would have been announced anyway, whichever way the Thames Link decision went. So these are not a direct consequence of the Thames Link decision.
So are they hiding behind this announcement and trying to get away with making more people redundant?
Well, the company wrote to me back in May and told me that whichever way the Thames Link decision went, they would have to make about 1,200 redundancies. Not for because anything's wrong, but because large orders which the company had won were coming to an end. They'd completed the build of some very substantial orders. Now, I understand that people are concerned and unhappy about the decision to award the Thames Link contract elsewhere, but we have to follow the processes that were set down in the invitation to tender. A lot of guff has been written in the media about us having options to cancel, options to award the contract to Bombardier. I have taken very detailed legal advice on this. We have looked at every option that could be open to us, and we had no choice but to make the decision that we did. Can we do it better next time? I think we can. I think that we need to change the way we look at public sector procurement in this country and make sure that we build in factors like the wider social and economic impacts of a decision. But we have to do that at the beginning of the process, which in the case of Thames Link was 2008, not at the end of the process.
There's some suggestion that the government may be able to speed up contracts to help out Bombardier, maybe put them in the mix for something new. Is that the best offer that the government can come up with?
Well, we're certainly looking at that. Bombardier are already pre-qualified for the Crossrail rolling stock contract. That'll be 600 vehicles, and we're talking to the Mayor of London, who's jointly procures with us on that contract, to see whether there's anything we can do to speed that process up, and also talking to all the pre-qualified parties. There are four companies pre-qualified, just to make sure that they're fully engaged with the process and gearing up ready to bid.